decide to vote. The report backs a growing trend toward voting over days and weeks, not just on Election Day. And it calls on states to share information and help people who've been convicted of felonies regain voting rights. It also encourages states to prohibit voter registration companies from profiting because they sign up large numbers of new voters. The U.S. is supposed to be concerned about people coming across the border, but U.S. and Canadian officials are hard-pressed to explain how a man carrying a homemade sword, a hatchet, a knife, brass knuckles, and a chainsaw stained with what appeared to be blood was allowed into the U.S. The day after the man was allowed through the U.S.-Canadian border in Maine, his neighbor in New Brunswick, Canada, was found dead, decapitated. The day after that, the man was arrested in Massachusetts, wandering down a highway in a sweatshirt with red and brown stains. U.S. officials say they had taken every step possible to stop his entry into the country April 25th, but the native of Canada is a naturalized U.S. citizen and was not wanted on any criminal charges at the time, they said. A customs spokesman says being bizarre is not a reason to keep somebody out of this country. The man is now waiting extradition to Canada. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the number of murders fell last year for the first time since 1999, according to FBI data. That's part of a nationwide decline in all types of violent crime. Cities with more than a million people had the greatest decrease in violent crime. Murders fell by 3.6% from 16,500, meaning there were about 600 fewer. Closing arguments underway in the federal racketeering case against major cigarette makers. The suit, filed more than 5 years ago, alleging the companies conspired for decades to mislead the public about the health risks of smoking. Tobacco companies, while denying the government allegations, also argue the federal racketeering statute does not apply. Prosecutors for the Justice Department making closing arguments today. The tobacco companies get their chance to make final statements tomorrow, and they each get one last chance on Thursday. This is Air America Radio News.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A three-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Randy Rhodes.
All of a sudden, the White House has a newfound taste for openness. They want Newsweek to be completely open about its sources. I'm all for it. Let's be completely open. Who helped Dick Cheney write our energy policy? Come on, group hug. Looks like the Abu Ghraib prisoners had one. Let our hair down. Let's do it. If these irresponsible hypocrites want things to be more open, I say bring it on.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Right here, right now, Mike Malone.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. About 7 past the hour. This is the 37th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. 37 days. That war so far has cost the lives of hundreds of Americans who have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and hands and fingers blown off. Their eyes put out, their minds crunched. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by us. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 37 on the front page of every newspaper in the country? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast? And why is there not the demand for the resignation of George Bush and Dick Cheney? Well, one of the answers is because we don't have media in this country that is not either totally useless or controlled by the CIA. Do you all remember the 1975 Church Committee hearings where it was revealed to the extent to which the CIA owned American media? Do a Google and get some information that will really stun you. A quick program note, the first hour of tomorrow night's program may be a best of, just the first hour. It depends on how fast I can drive from the Image Award ceremony here in Atlanta. I'm one of the presenters, not a winner, I'm a presenter for a local filmmaker here in Atlanta. So I may be a tad late. You may have a first hour of the best of Malloy. But I'll be in tomorrow night, okay? Just that first hour. Did you watch any of the press conference today? If you decided to pick it up on the evening news, it was a waste of time. But if you actually watched it, or taped it and watched it, the ongoing theme, the bouncing ball that Bush and Blair kept tossing back and forth, was that the July 2002 so-called Downing Street minutes came out before Bush went to the UN in November of 2002 to seek a final resolution against Saddam. As if that fact somehow negates the allegation, the series of allegations in the minutes, that the Bush crime family was fixing the intelligence around Bush's bloodlust for Saddam Hussein. Now that in itself is astonishing, but we will play for you tonight, coming up, some sound bites where Tony Blair negates his own attorney general, the head of his own MI6 spy division, the head of his intelligence department, his foreign secretary. Tony Blair stands there with George Bush and says these people are all crazy. Now, we all know that the intelligence that Uncle Colin Powell presented to the United Nations, since that's what Bush and Blair talked about, was a bunch of caca. We played the lies for you over and over and over. Weapons hidden in palm trees, dangerous chemical and biological weapons that didn't exist. Remember? This is exactly what the Downing Street Minutes states. That the United States, that the Bush crime family was fixing thin and shaky and false intelligence around Bush's desire to do Saddam upright. And let's not forget how Bush then totally ignored that very UN resolution, even though he refers to it constantly, 1441, 1441, 1441, lying that Saddam would let weapons inspectors into Iraq, when in fact it was Bush who refused to send them in after falsely claiming that Saddam still had illegal missiles that he refused to destroy. Now again, this is just more proof that Bush was indeed, and his crime members, the capo, the tutti capos, all the top crime figures around this thug were shaping the intelligence around Bush's fanatical desire to prove that his gun was bigger than Saddam's. Now, the people around Bush let him go ahead and play with himself like that. Okay, you can prove that yours is bigger than Saddam's. Meanwhile, we want the oil. You can do what you want, Georgie. Here, here's a wind-up toy. Go play. So this bizarre declaration today from both Blair and Manor Monkey that the memo was bogus because it occurred before the last UN resolution is beyond ridiculous. But this is what they do, and Tony Blair apparently has been a damn fine pupil, hasn't he? Let's hear it for Tony Blair, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Tony, take a bow. You have learned Karl Rove's numero uno directive to the moron, the killer, the giggling murderer who runs this country now, and that is just keep repeating over and over and over. Deny and repeat. Deny and repeat. It worked for Hitler. It worked for Goebbels. It worked for Goring. It worked for all the Nazis. And it will work for you. I don't know. Maybe I'm insane. And there's a good chance that I am. But I had thought, I had kind of hoped, that at some point Tony Blair was going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and say, okay, look, I'm out of here. I've had enough of the lies and the deceit and the chicanery and the thuggery and the murder and the destruction and the mayhem. I've had enough. George W. Bush is a liar and a killer. I'm out of here. I kept thinking that was going to happen, that he would pull a rabbit out of the hat and everybody go, oh, okay, all right, I got it. I think today was proof positive that that's not going to happen, that Tony Blair is as much of a murdering bastard as George Bush. Oh, that upset me. Maybe people in the UK who listen to this program are going, oh, Malloy, how could you be so stupid? Of course he's the same. England has become the most watched country, the most, they've got the most cameras out, watching what all their citizens do. You know, we think it's bad here. And I have a story for you tonight that I've got to bring up. Workers in the UK now are being fitted with little computers that they have to wear on their clothing, computer tags that show what they're doing and where they're going and how many hand and arm motions they're making and constantly while they're on the job. This is becoming crazy. So when you decide to flee from the United States, don't go to the UK. Don't go there. I'm finally convinced of that now. Now, we're going to start the program with these sound bites from today's press briefing. We have a couple first that don't particularly concern themselves with the Downing Street memos, but this business about sending money to Africa, boy, is that a joke. The business about climate change and Bush talking about corn again. And then we'll get to the, what do we have here, Kathy? We have three or four where Bush and Blair are talking about the Downing Street minutes. So stick around. We have miles to go before we sleep. I wish I had some good news for you tonight, Truth Seeker, but I don't. I wish I had some good news for me, for my kids, for my grandkids, for my 10-month-old. I wish I had some good news. No good news here. None. So if you're looking for good news, I don't know. Teletubbies on this late at night? Teletubbies are pretty good. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check emails, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you'll be 21 past the hour. All right, we'll get to the Downing Street brush-off here in just a second. But first, the reason for Blair's hop across the pond. Blair came begging Bush for billions for Africa and a more serious attitude toward global climate change. You're right, Tony. Yeah, Tony, when you consort with pigs, you develop an odor about your own self. Do you think that... Oh, never mind. you already know how all that turned out, global climate change thing, the billions for Africa. Here Bush answers a reporter's question about more money for Africa. Here's what the reporter said. Prime Minister Blair has been pushing for wealthy nations to double aid Africa, with American aid levels among the lowest in the G8 as per proportion of national income. And the problems on that continent so dire. Why, Mr. President, why isn't the U.S. doubling its aid a good idea?
In terms of whether or not the formula that you've commented upon or the right way to analyze the United States commitment to war, I don't think it is. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of things that aren't counted in our desire to spread compassion. But our country has taken the lead in Africa and will stay there. It's the right thing to do. It's important to help Africa get on her feet.
Well, what the hell does that mean? You know, nothing irritates me more than the use of a female pronoun to describe a continent. We'll do whatever it takes to help Africa get on her feet. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to scream. But that drives me insane. Now, Bush wants to be careful that the money that is sent to Africa gets in the right hands, right? Democratic bloggers, they mentioned the fact this is the same Bush and crime family that gave Ahmad Shalabi bundles of money every month for his misinformation. Shalabi was paid $335,000 a month by the Pentagon for providing intelligence. In addition, the State Department paid to these thugs $33 million. That's according to the U.S. General Accounting Office report in 2004. They handed out bushels of money, tens of millions of dollars. This is the same George Bush who sent money to Iraq that Congress approved for Afghanistan, and this is the same George Bush that can't account for $9 billion missing from this murderous enterprise in Iraq. And this weasel says, oh, well, yeah, you know, I desire to spread compassion, but, you know, money's a little tight right now. Besides, they're just black people anyway, and they're all sinners because they're all being eaten up with AIDS. I don't want any part of that, really. Now, on how Bush will address climate change, the reporter says, Mr. President, on climate change, you didn't talk about climate change. Do you believe that climate change is man-made? And that you personally, as a leader of the richest country in the world, have a responsibility to reverse that change?
I strongly believe that the world needs to share technologies on nuclear power. I don't see how you can diversify away from hydrocarbons unless you use clean nuke. And so we need to work together on developing technologies that'll not only ensure people that nuclear power will be safe, but that we can dispose of it in a safe way.
Clean nuke? Okay. Does anybody know what clean nuke is? Did any of these vermin sitting there, these press whores, did they follow up, Mr. President? What's a clean nuke? Is that one that doesn't produce radio? You know, a clean nuke don't make no radio. Is that what it is, Mr. P? Clean nuke? You got to use clean nuke. And he says, you know, we got to make sure, we got to ensure people that nuclear power will be safe and that we can dispose of it in a safe way. Dispose of it in a safe way? No. Hey, jackass, you can't dispose of nuclear waste. It's impossible. Unless you have 10, 20, 30 billion years to do it in. You don't dispose of nuclear waste. You store it. And as far as dispose of it, in a safe way, kind of like they tried to dispose of the Los Alamos whistleblower. It's kind of like that. If you can't make the nuke safe, you can at least make the nuke safe for whistleblowers, right? Can we start there? Jesus, God in heaven. Well, you know, we got to convince people we can use a clean nuke, because you know it's got all that radio in it, and you got to get the radio out because the nuke, you know, has to be clean. More from this moron and Tony Blair when we come back after this quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Ah.
Even Bob Geldof looks alarmingly thin. I got to get on that shuttle, get me out of this place. But there's gonna be warfare up there in outer space. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Do you reach for a pill when you suffer pain?
Next time, try the O24 Essential Oil Pain Neutralizer. O24 works in minutes and brings pain relief for hours. O24 gives you strong pain relief. Now available at your local Rite Aid pharmacy. A soothing blend of essential oils with no added chemicals, the U.S. patented O24 uses nature's finest and does not interfere with your prescription medicines. Hospital tested, medically endorsed, and used by professional athletes when they really hurt. If you suffer from chronic pains like arthritis, backaches, or for pains in hands, fingers, legs, or feet, go to your local Rite Aid pharmacy today and get O24. Order direct, 877-794-7633. When you're sore, go to Rite Aid and get O24. Order direct, 877-794-7633, 877-794-7633, or at www.o24zone.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition when we bow down to the power of Craigslist. You can find pretty much everything on Craigslist. An apartment, a used car, a hot date, responsible journalism. That's right. Craigslist is now doing the mainstream media's job for them, and founder Craig Newmark will tell us how. And we'll get a report from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right, now right after we do the comments from Blair and the moron about the Downing Street memo, we're going to take your phone calls. So if you're not on hold, the phone number is 866-303-2270. Now, before we get to the few we have on the Downing Street memo, remember how Bush dreamt of the day when corn would be economic and crops would mean we have energy or some such gobbledygook? Remember that? Seems now he's abandoned his fanciful dreams of super corn, and it's all shifted to magical soybeans. This reminds me of a fable somewhere.
Wouldn't it be wonderful someday the president sat down and looked at the crop report? He said, man, we got a lot of soybeans. It means we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy. We're spending money to figure out how best to refine soy into diesel.
Refine soy into diesel? Is that like making tin into gold? No, I'm sorry. Is that like making rocks into gold? Soy into diesel? George, that will never happen. That's a physical impossibility, George. You might make it into some sort of fuel, but you're not going to turn soybeans into petroleum. Really? George? And wouldn't it be fantastical if we could throw those soybeans in the backyard and a giant beanstalk would grow bigger and bigger and bigger and all the beans, and if we got on and climbed it would take us up to heaven to meet Jesus. Wouldn't that be wonderful, George? Magic soybeans. If you got a cow, maybe you could take the cow to market and you'll meet a little old lady who will trade you a handful of beans for your cow, George. My God. We're spending money to figure out how best to refine soy into diesel. Now, if I'm wrong, send me a bunch of emails, okay? Tell me how you turn a soybean exudate into a highly refined fossil fuel derivative. Jesus, give me a second here. Okay. Now on to the heart of the matter. A British reporter, no American reporter would touch this, because our press corps is total whores. Every one of them. No longer any distinctions. I'm sorry. No, not one. Now I'm talking about a reporter. I'm not talking about columnists. There's not a reporter in this country who is anything less than or more than a prostitute for whatever news gathering organization he or she happens to work for. You're all a bunch of whores, every single one of you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. So the British reporter says, Mr. Prime Minister, on Iraq, the so-called Downing Street memo from July 2002 says intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy of removing Saddam through military action. Is this an accurate reflection of what happened? Could you both respond, Mr. Prime Minister first?
Well, I can respond to that very easily. No, the facts were not being fixed in any shape or form at all. And let me remind you that that memorandum was written before we then went to the United Nations. Now, no one knows more intimately the discussions that we were conducting as two countries at the time than me.
Then why are you lying? Or are you saying your own intelligence director is a liar? Your own attorney general is a liar? Which is it? You know, Tony, I couldn't get on board of that poodle thing, not completely, that all you did was lick George Bush's lap. You know, you were just his lap dog. You jump up and start licking stuff. You know, I just couldn't get into that. Now I can. Why wasn't there a follow-up question that said, well, Mr. Prime Minister, are the highest levels in your government filled with liars who came to you and lied? But he must have had a breakfast meeting with Karl Rove. Just repeat, Tony, that the memorandum was written before we went to the United Nations, which is a complete non sequitur, has nothing to do with anything, but it just stops everything cold. And the average jackass American who hears that will say,
oh, well, yeah, that's right. So, okay, listen, when are they building the NASCAR Museum in Atlanta? This stuff makes my head hurt.
Now it's Bush's turn. Listen, as my gun's bigger than my dad's, answers the British reporter's question about the memo. And again, why was there no follow-up question about why the head of British intelligence would lie? The question again is, the Downing Street memo an accurate reflection of what happened?
Well, I read kind of the characterizations of the memo, particularly when they dropped it out in the middle of his race. Somebody said, well, we had made up our mind to go to use military force to deal with Saddam. There's nothing farther from the truth. My conversations with the Prime Minister was, how could we do this peacefully? What could we do? And it's this meeting, evidently that took place in London, happened before we even went to the United Nations. I went to the United Nations.
You see? You see? You see how this works? Again, the question, so what? You sent your boy, Colin Powell, to present a bunch of phony lies and crap, and then you promised the United Nations Security Council you'd send in inspectors and wait for a UN vote before you attack, and you didn't either of these. So tell me, Mr. President, how does the fact that you went to the UN after the memo was written, how does that matter at all? What? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't matter at all. But you and Blair stand there in front of this cockeyed, half-witted American press corps and a couple of jerkwater reporters from the UK, and you do it again! What's it gonna take, Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush? What's it gonna take to find truth? The removal of both your governments? You think that's impossible at this point, don't you? Both of you do. Bush continues his lies about the memo and his resulting slaughter of an innocent population.
And so it's, both of us didn't want to use our military. Nobody wants to commit military into combat. Oh, it's the last option.
Bastard.
The consequences of committing the military are very difficult. the hardest things I do as the president is to try to comfort families who've lost a loved one in combat. It's the last option.
What?
That the president must have, and it's the last option I know my friend had as well.
Just, it's astonishing, huh? The hardest thing I have to do as president, try to comfort families who've lost a loved one in combat. Every once in a while when I go over there to Fort Hood, which isn't very far from my little fake ranch, and they bring in all the grieving widows and moms, and I sit there and just, goose the young widows. They're kind of cute, with his tender asses, I just reach around. They think I'm going to give them a hug, and I really just grab them on the hiney, and they don't know what to do. It's just a little thing I do when Laura's not watching. And the moms and dads, these suckers that vote for me, and I just want their kids because I want to kill them. Yeah, it's great fun. It's great fun. It's the hardest thing I have to do is comfort families who've lost a loved one in combat. Oh, isn't that sad? Next question, please. His final comments on the minutes. Notice how all the neocons stay on message about Iraq. See how Bush has been trained to turn the discussion away from his criminal act of falsifying intelligence leading up to an illegal invasion of another country, to how great things are now that Iraq is liberated. As if that, number one, were true, and number two, was relevant at all to his criminal actions. Iraq is liberated! And by Christ in heaven, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people die every week to prove the liberation. The blood is all over. Oh, Jesus, this is just like my Christian faith. The blood of the innocent. The blood. It washes everything. The blood. The blood. The blood. I want the blood. Give me the blood. And then the admission to using propaganda. Here it is again.
We worked hard to see if we could figure out how to do this peacefully. To put a united front up to Saddam Hussein, said the world speaks, and he ignored the world. Remember, 1441 passed the Security Council unanimously. He made the decision. And the world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power.
No, no. The world would be better off without you in power. And your hand puppet, your little meat puppet standing next to you, this disgraceful Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Planet Check.
NEPA. Know the code.
NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, is one of our landmark environmental laws.
That's Sharon Buccino, senior attorney for the NRDC. NEPA was first signed into law in 1970 by President Nixon. NEPA gives people a voice in government decisions.
NEPA is a thorough environmental review of federal decisions and a process of public participation.
NEPA's under threat right now.
There were several provisions in H.R. 6, the bill passed by the House, that cut back on environmental review and public participation. There are members of Congress and officials in the White House who are not interested in a democratic approach to governing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hello, my darling. Please know that I love you. With a love that neither time nor distance can erase. A love for the ages. A love worthy of the poet's pen. A love... I'm sorry, my darling. I'm starting to get writer's cramp. I think I'll go to geico.com. And quicker than a hummingbird's kiss, I will get the car insurance coverage that is right for us. I will get 24-hour service. I will do it all online. I will stand on the highest mountain and proclaim to the world... I love you, Mark Carter. I mean, Steve Carter. Carter something? I'm sorry, my darling. In all the excitement, I've forgotten your name. But don't you forget. Don't ever forget. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
Over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Ten before the hour, nine before the... Guys and girls who are flooding me with emails, yes, you understand and I understand that there is a product called biodiesel. That's not what Bush is talking about. The moron actually believes you can convert soybean oil into petroleum-based fuel. Now, come on with these emails, all right? I understand about vegetable oil. Hell, you can use Crisco to run a diesel engine. I understand that. Does George? And if it's true, then why aren't we doing it now? Now, don't email me and tell me we already are. I mean, on a national level. Come on, folks. Give me a little bit of credit here, for Christ's sake. I understand what biodiesel is. He didn't say biodiesel, and he doesn't understand what biodiesel is. He can't. He's a moron. So you get it, and I get it. Okay, enough with the emails. Jeez. Let's revisit Bush on corn. Listen.
And I like the idea of people growing corn that gets converted into energy. The more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is.
And I got these magic beans on the way to the press conference with Tony Blair today, and I'm going to throw them out the window, and a big beanstalk's going to grow, and it'll be a soybean beanstalk. They grow on beanstalks, don't they? Soybeans? Are soybeans really beans? We'll make it into diesel. We'll take all the soybeans, and we'll put them in a big pile, and then that old lady with the cow will come by, and the cow will go, and all the soybeans will turn into diesel.
We need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic.
Yeah, let's make corn economic. And finally...
There's a lot of gas reserves around the world. Gas can only be transported by ship, though, when you liquefy it, when you put it in solid form.
You put it in solid form. Please don't send me emails again, folks. When I use a quote where he talks about diesel, this is a guy who thinks you can put gas in solid form. Liquid gas in solid form. Think about that for a second, okay? Ask your high school student who's taking physics or chemistry. Son, daughter, when was the last time you put liquid gas in solid form? What? You know, liquid gas in solid form. Darren in North Carolina said, the funny thing is, both Bush and Blair's primary response was, this memo was read before we went to the United Nations. Isn't that the point? That war had been decided while the American and British people were being told that it was a last resort? Also, that the intelligence was being fixed to match the policy? So now, Darren writes, we take it on the word of the very person this transcript is accused of lying, that the transcript isn't accurate? And if that's the case, why haven't the people involved in the meeting been fired? Obviously, if the heads of British intelligence were that far off, they need to find new jobs! But that's not the case, Darren writes. That's why Tenet received the Medal of Freedom. That's why Rumsfeld kept his job. And that's why Rice got promoted. They told the administration what the administration wanted to hear, knowing it was wrong. The administration, also knowing it was wrong, told it to the American people. And then everyone who kept their mouth shut were rewarded. And those who blabbed were crucified. You want to solve this? Darren writes, it's easy. Just find the guy who typed the transcript. Find the people who attended the meeting. Ask them about its contents. Ask them what was really going on in July of 2002. Don't ask Bush. His credibility is gone. And by aligning with him, Blair's is gone too. Darren, Miller's Creek, North Carolina. Yeah, yes, of course. Isn't that the point? That it was written before they went to the United Nations. Okay, when we come back right after this break, your phone calls about this this issue, okay? The issue's brought up here in this first segment, all right? We'll get the calls as soon as we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees. And the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble, that means not tell the truth.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
From Lawrence, Kansas to San Francisco, local leaders and coalitions are shaping a new, more aggressive politics in what has begun to be referred to as an urban archipelago of major metropolitan centers, aging industrial cities, and college towns that represent progressive blue islands in what appears on electoral maps to be a red sea of conservatism. These islands are bastions of American liberalism. Every American city with a population of more than 500,000 voted for John Kerry in 2004, as did more than half of cities with populations between 50,000 and 500,000. And progressive voting patterns spread down the ticket. At a time when the federal government is dominated by right-wing Republicans, and most state governments are conservative, cities are electing a new generation of progressives, a trend highlighted on May 17 when the second largest city in the country, Los Angeles, elected progressive Antonio Villaraigosa as its mayor. For more on the urban archipelago, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Preposterous. If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Denials from Bush and Blair. George Bush, for the first time, addressed the Downing Street memo from 2002, which suggested the U.S. bent intelligence to justify the decision to invade Iraq. At a news conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, George Bush said, quote, "There's nothing farther from the truth." With Blair at his side, Bush said, quote, "Both of us didn't want to use our military. It was our last option." Tony Blair said, quote, "The facts were not being fixed in any shape or form at all." At the news conference, Bush also promised to work with Blair to forgive the debt of developing African nations, and he defended his stance on global warming, which is at odds with the views of the British and many other American allies. The Department of Health and Human Services today delayed the publication of a science research paper by citing concerns the information could be helpful to terrorists. The paper discussed the dairy industry's vulnerability to a bioterror attack, and it recommended preventative steps. Representative of the department accused the paper of being, quote, "a roadmap for terrorists." A new publication has not been set and may not be. The Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee issued subpoenas to the Pentagon today in an attempt to get more information on the impending military base closings. The subpoenas are a result of what they say is a slow output of information by the Pentagon, and also the number of documents that are involved that are classified. The committee is also seeking access to emails and internal memos discussing the reason for the base closings. The Pentagon has only till noon on Monday to provide the information to the committee. A human rights group today called Uzbekistan's crackdown on protesters last month a massacre. Human Rights Watch said they interviewed 50 victims and witnesses who testified the government troops fired repeatedly on demonstrators gathered in the square in the eastern Uzbek city of Andian on May 13th and killed many others as they fled. What kind of permit do you need to shoot the ashes of a gonzo journalist out of a 150-foot cannon? It's a question county officials don't get every day, but one county official in Colorado says he doesn't see any problem with fulfilling the wish of Hunter S. Thompson, the gonzo journalist who died 6 months ago. The guy from the county says the event is private and it doesn't need a special permit. The plan calls for the cremated remains of Thompson to be shot from a steel monument, a cannon that resembles Thompson's gonzo fist emblem. Johnny Depp, the actor who played Thompson in the movie, reportedly is footing the bill. The August 20th service will mark 6 months since Hunter S. Thompson killed himself at his home near Aspen, Colorado. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Planet Check.
B100 is soy much better.
B100 is 100% soy fuel that replaces diesel fuel.
That's Max Leiby, Vice President of Manufacturing for Hutchinson Salt Company. They're the first mine to use B100 underground.
We are burning 100% soy, and we have not had to make any modifications to our engines except the replacement of the rubber hoses that feed the fuel to the injectors. We have had very good results from it.
The government is also promoting soy fuel.
In Washington, they're looking at a biofuel tax credit. For every gallon of 100% soy fuel that we use, we would get back $1 a gallon tax credit on our income tax at the end of the year.
Learn more at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, the hardest thing about having my own daily radio show is wiring the transmitter so that it broadcasts my show on the correct frequency. The second hardest thing is finding great guests who won't be boring or violent or smelly. On the next Al Franken show, we've got Senator Russ Feingold on the Unpatriotic Patriot Act, Romilly Greenhill on foreign aid cheapskates, and our regulars David Brock and Jonathan Alter. Next time on the Al Franken show.
About 7 past the hour. Okay, listen, just once more, one more time for the record. Okay, I appreciate everybody sending me the emails about biodiesel and the history of hair diesel and you know, all of it. Okay, trust me on this. Okay, please trust me on this. I do get it. I got it before you emailed me. I appreciate it. Nobody has sent me anything in a condescending kind of snotty way, like, oh boy, my lawyer, you stupid. And I appreciate that. I was trying to make a point of Bush. That's all. That's all. And my bad. It did not come across right. Okay. But yes, I do understand the concept of biodiesel and what it is. And yeah, I'm gonna. All right. Can we let it go now? Thank you. But thanks for everybody. I do appreciate the fact that people listen so closely to this program. What do we get, Kathy? About 40 emails there, real quick. Boom, 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 boom. One right after another. And, no, I appreciate that. I do. But trust me, I understand petroleum-based so-called diesel, biodiesel. I get it. Thanks. All right, I want to do some phone calls now while we're still on that topic. Let's start with RB in Canada. Welcome to the program, RB.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I've been fine. Great performance today. Blair had a smile on his face, just fixed like a robot. And it was like he was sweating blood. It was horrible.
Who did? Blair did?
Yeah, Blair. When Bush first went up there and said, I want to congratulate my friend on his great victory, and the camera was on Blair at the same time, and he kind of looked out of the corner of his eye, never broke expression, his teeth grinding together, because that's such a lie. He lost seats.
Well, he did have a great victory. Bush doesn't understand the parliamentary system to begin with, just because the guy got reelected. Well, you know, that's a great victory.
Bush wins with less than 50% of the votes, and he figures, wow, you got more than the other guy? Wow.
Yeah right. Well, gee. Yeah. Oh, it's just insane.
And then Blair blatantly lying to that reporter there, and it's going to be all over the Sun in London tomorrow and in the Mirror, and it's going to be Blair lies blatantly, because over there, the Downing Street minutes are taken as gospel. They happened, and they know Blair lied. They know it. And so when they see this, they're going to go, holy crap, look at, there's Blair holding Bush's puddles for him again. And, you know, because I think he was brought over here for the express purpose. So look, you dumbass, you can't control your own people from blabbing. Well, you can forget about money for Africa, and you're going to get out there and you're going to cover my ass right now, or else that cushy job in the Carlyle Group is gone.
Yeah, really. That's what makes this so disgusting. Like I said, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the holdover from hundreds of years before I was born, this desire on the part of so many of the former British Crown colonies to once again return to being a colony and having a king or a queen and a parliament. I thought, RB, that perhaps Tony Blair had an ace up his pant leg or in his fly or someplace that he was going to pull out at the last moment and save the world, and he turns out to be a cheap $2 whore just like Bush.
Well, I've been following his career, and when he first came up with his third way, when he was coming up, I was very nervous right at the start. This is how they do it. They put one of their own inside the Labour Party there, the Democratic Party here, the Liberal Party. But they put one of theirs, a wolf in sheep's clothing. He says all the right things. He gets into power, and all of a sudden goes far right. Blair's cracking down, like, big time. You know how back in the 80s when Bush had the crack at had the crack epidemic going?
Yeah.
Well, down back in Britain, he's got the he's trying to clean up the streets. He doesn't want drunken hooligans out, and he doesn't want people out at the wrong hours. He's talking about cracking down curfews, all this stuff. It's insane. The people there, they don't. I can't see him lasting as head of that party for too much longer. You know.
One can hope. RB, thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate it. Jason is calling from Washington State. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I took a little interest in this General Motors Corporation issue.
Oh, the 25,000 people going to lose their jobs, that part of it?
Yeah.
Or bailing out of their pension fund?
Oh, both. But I mainly wanted to talk about the 25,000 jobs. Thing that's interesting to me is Bush is always talking about giving tax breaks to the top 1% to encourage entrepreneurship, and I certainly do not see it. It seems like every time I pick up the paper, a big company like General Motors is laying people off. So where's the entrepreneurship? That's what I want to know, first of all.
Well, where's the diesel fuel that comes out of corn? You know, I don't know either. You know, I have no idea where is the clean nuke, know that he's talking about. It's insanity, and it's designed to reach people whose minds are as mushy as George Bush's.
Yeah,
those people vote, and they are legion, and that's all Karl Rove has to do. George, get out there and say this. It makes no sense to anyone who's gone beyond 10th grade. But most Americans, high school graduates and college graduates, really haven't gone beyond 10th grade. So this will resonate. So get out there and talk the gibberish.
Yeah, and I catch a lot of his mistakes in his speeches related to energy because, believe it or not, I have a master's of science degree in industrial engineering, and I took 3 energy systems classes. I'm thinking, what?
Yeah,
you're making total sense on everything you're contradicting to his speeches on energy.
It's just unbelievable. I don't know how we can continue this. I don't know. I have no idea. Jason, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Oh my God, one of my favorite Bushisms is when he says, "We're running out of energy," as if it could be created or destroyed. "We're running out of energy, George." No. There was a guy who practiced science, and he had a rule that he established that's pretty much held up. It's just a theory, but it's that. They turned it into a law. First it was a rule, and then first it was a theory, and then a rule, then a law! It's something about matter and energy. Neither can be created nor destroyed, George! So, maybe running out of oil, maybe running out of coal, but not running out of energy. Never. Not until this planet is atomized by an exploding sun. And even then, we haven't run out of, we've just been converted. It's called the first law of thermodynamics, George. Neither matter nor energy can be created or destroyed, only converted from one form to another. George. Oh, Jesus. All right. Jerky is called our bureau chief at large or something is calling from Buffalo. Hey, Jerky.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Hi. Haven't heard from you for a while.
I've been a little while.
You've been where?
No, I can't reveal that, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering tonight how you can be talking about all this inconsequential stuff when it was revealed today that John Kerry was a C student in his first year at Yale.
I saw that. It's just mind-boggling. I don't know what to do, Jerky. I was going to cover it. Let me put you on hold a second. I'll come right back. We have to do a quick break here. Did y'all see that? Was it in the Times? The John Kerry was a C student too, huh? Boy, he had a terrible that photograph, that yearbook photograph. Scary. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
She was a red phone to walk away. Singing a cowgirl boogie in the street.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
Planet Check.
NEPA, know the code.
NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, is one of our landmark environmental laws.
That's Sharon Buccino, senior attorney for the NRDC. NEPA was first signed into law in 1970 by President Nixon. NEPA gives people a voice in government decisions.
NEPA is a thorough environmental review of federal decisions and a process of public participation.
NEPA's under threat right now.
There were several provisions in H.R. 6, the bill passed by the House, that cut back on environmental review and public participation. There are members of Congress and officials in the White House who are not interested in a democratic approach to governing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
You're listening
listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process, and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
People need to hear loud and clear is that we're running out of energy in America.
You say the same old bus, stick like glue, the battle roll up. What goes around?
21 past the hour, back to Jerky, our bureau chief on the fly. Where were we?
Well, I was kidding you about Carrie's. I don't, you know, that's not really that important.
I understand.
But one of the things that a lot of my friends, since Deep Throat came out, a lot of my friends and coworkers have been saying, you know, where's our Deep Throat? Where's our Daniel Ellsberg?
Right.
When they're already here, really. They're speaking, and, you know, as much as they can, and they're doing at least as much as Felt did, and a lot of them are doing it publicly.
Mm-hmm.
The list is pretty long. I'm sure you know all these names. Greg Thielman. He's a former State Department intelligence official. He
right.
dropped a dime on Cheney's arm-twisting visits to the CIA, to the headquarters there, which was unprecedented. Retired Air Force Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski, who explained how, as an eyewitness, she saw, you know, the coup, the neoconservative coup happening at the Pentagon.
Right.
You have Michael Springman, who was a State Department employee in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, who went public like 2 years ago or 3 years ago about how he was ordered to issue American visas to really dubious jihadis in Jeddah, and they were forced, the office was forced to by a CIA case official. And there are others, too, like some who can't speak, like Sybil Edmonds, who's subject to the most ridiculously restrictive gag order ever issued by the American government, as you know.
Sure.
You know, Jesus Ashcroft there told her to shut up, and she's been under that gag order for over a year. Well, over 3 years since a few months after 9/11. And then there's the people who spoke up only to backtrack after they got the talking to, I guess, like former faith-based initiatives director John DiIulio, who said, remember him, he said the White House was the Mayberry, home of the Mayberry Machiavellis, and they had no policy apparatus, it was completely a political operation. And Paul O'Neill, who backtracked and then backtracked on his backtrack about how Bush had decided to invade Iraq in the first months of his administration. And they're just being ignored.
That's the thing, and if I might add to that, Jerky, there are plenty of deep throats, but there's no support in media. The problem is there's no Woodward and Bernstein. Yeah. There is deep throat, right?
Yeah.
But there's no support. There's no interest on the part of the American public. I remember the Watergate years very clearly. It was, you know, to me it wasn't that long ago, and I remember the interest that people had. It was just shock after shock as this stuff started coming out. And it didn't take much for hardcore Republicans. I'm not talking about right-wing neocons or these incipient little Nazis who are running around this country even in the early 70s. But I mean hardcore Republicans. It didn't take them long to realize that their guy was a criminal, was a liar, was psychotic, and they turned on him. Remember, it was Republicans who went to Nixon and said, look, you're going down. We've got the articles. We've got three articles of impeachment. There may be five. You might as well resign. It was Republicans who did that, not Democrats, and he resigned. So we don't have any longer any honest Republicans in Congress, not a single one. Every time I see these people jerky, the way they line up to support this killer, and every time I see Democrats, the way they line up to kind of, you know, shuffle their feet and stare at the ground and support this killer, I just want to scream.
Well, they learned their lessons well from Watergate. The right did. They learned that, you know, they developed an alternative media. You know, it's not grassroots, but astroturf, as some people call it. And they knew that what took them down then was the media, like you've just described and explained. And they vowed never again.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, they created this whole the apparatus, you know, with what we have now. We can see, you know, Fox News, Washington Times, everything else that is being controlled, you know, pretty much centrally, like the whole Karen Ryan reporting and Armstrong Williams and all this payola and all this stuff. And what makes it even worse, though, is that this alternative kind of buffer conservative media sits on top of an already compromised and subservient corporate media, which is more top-down run than it's ever been before, more management run than it's ever been before. There's a lot less leeway for journalists and investigative reporters.
Right.
And the information stream now is so polluted that if you drink from it, you risk going nuts. You know, you can see it. You can see it in the eyes of any conservative that you try to argue with. You know, the lunatic lengths to which they're willing to go to avoid, you know, having to face up to what's going on in America right now. And it's like doing push-ups in quicksand trying to reason with these people.
Well, your image there of drinking from that polluted information stream and going insane is pretty much right on the money. Jerky, always good to hear from you. Don't stay away so long, okay?
Good night, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You'd sell your kids into slavery if it was worth a dime. You'd bulldoze your own backyard and you'd come for mine. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of hogs.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, see why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Learn how hospitals charge uninsured people four times as much as HMOs for the same services. Plus, catch an interview with the celebrated 28-year-old author Jonathan Safran Foer. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at readmojo.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's Grape Juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
You've committed a crime. You've got your story straight. Now, all you have to do is face the toughest interrogator in L.A.
Mind if I ask you a few questions?
This Monday, TNT brings you a new original series. Kira Sedgwick is the closer.
Once I get to work and they see me in action, they'll have a whole list of other reasons to hate my guts.
Your secret.
The Closer, a new original series. Monday at 9, 8 Central on TNT. We know drama.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon on Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Planet Check.
NEPA, know the code.
NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, is one of our landmark environmental laws.
That's Sharon Buccino, senior attorney for the NRDC. NEPA was first signed into law in 1970 by President Nixon. NEPA gives people a voice in government decisions.
NEPA is a thorough environmental review of federal decisions and a process of public participation.
NEPA's under threat right now.
There were several provisions in H.R. 6, the bill passed by the House, that cut back on environmental review and public participation. There are members of Congress and officials in the White House who are not interested in a democratic approach to governing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics, or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, you demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
26 before the hour. All right, a couple of emails here. Let me work them in, all right? Then we're coming back to your calls. Dana emailed this in. Bush is lying, Dana writes. Time magazine should hurry along and print a retraction like Newsweek did. Here's why. According to the press conference today, Bush said he had no plans to invade Iraq before going to the UN. And then Dana puts in a couple of expletives that I have to leave out. And then Dana writes, but why isn't this being screamed from the rooftops? And Dana quotes Time magazine. This is the March 31st, 2003 issue. And here's the quote. It starts out with Bush saying, F Saddam, we're taking him out. Those were the words of President George W. Bush, who had poked his head into the office of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. It was March 2002. And Rice was meeting with three U.S. senators discussing how to deal with Iraq through the United Nations or perhaps in a coalition with America's Middle East allies. Bush wasn't interested. He waved his hand dismissively, recalls a participant, and neatly summed up his Iraq policy in that short phrase, F Saddam, we're taking him out! The senators laughed uncomfortably. Rice flashed a knowing smile. The president left the room. Okay. Hello? Time magazine? Where's your retraction? Come on! You got it wrong! Where's this this person that says... He waved his hand dismissively, recalls the participant. You better get the participant, Time magazine! If he's still alive, or she's still alive. Thanks, Dana. It doesn't matter, see? I'm somebody like Dana remembers that and emails it in. I'd completely forgotten that. Remember that statement? That kind of macho, F Saddam, we're taking him out. Right? Remember that? March 2002? From Don in Donald in Augusta, Georgia, Mike, please inform Jerky he's only partly right. The right wing did develop its own media, but the problem is they bought out corporate media in this country. And just who gave us this corporate-controlled media? Bill Clinton. As you so correctly describe him, the best Republican president America's ever had. I hear many commentators, Donald writes, on Air America, lamenting Clinton signing the 1996 Telecommunications Act. But what about all the other so-called centrist legislation he signed and the bombing of Kosovo and Bosnia? And just look at how chummy he is with the Bush crime family. It makes you absolutely sick, doesn't it? Yeah, but you know, I'm rapidly getting to the point where none of these people make me sick anymore. It's just all expected, you know? I dread the morning I wake up and find out that Dennis Kucinich is on the board of directors of Halliburton. Oh, Jesus, please don't let that happen. From Sal in Hackensack, New Jersey, Mike, what I really want to know, having been a news reporter for more than 20 years, terminating just before 1980, is to whom did the British speak when they were in the United States? I would imagine that the information in the meeting transcript was pretty closely guarded by the administration. No one in the intelligence community would have known that the plan was to fix the intelligence since they were still looking for WMDs and information on them on the ground before the war. Powell couldn't have known it. Suspected it, maybe. Who did? Bush? Cheney? Wolfowitz? Pearl? Rice? So who did these people talk with to get the information, even if it was just an impression they discussed at Downing Street? That's where the conspiracy will break open. That's a good question. Because, I've been wondering that, too. Here, the top the top tier of the Blair administration... discussing in these minutes what the Bush crime family in the United States was doing. Fixing, manipulating, attaching, however you want to put it, the intelligence to Bush's fevered plan to invade a country that had done nothing to us and slaughter the inhabitants in order to get their oil. Who? Who discussed this? Who brought this out? Yeah. Oh, purely rhetorical questions, they don't mean a thing. Because that's something that you and I will never know. Unless one of the bloggers or somebody working independently in media digs it out. Don't forget how the Iran-Contra story was broken. And then the final word here on the biodiesel thing. This is from from Porter. Porter writes, I read recently that before the mechanization of agriculture, it took about 0.8 calories of energy to produce 1.0 calorie of fuel or food. Now, after mechanization, it takes about 1.4 calories of energy to produce 1.0 calorie of fuel or food. It's a losing proposition, unless we go back to farming with horses or oxen, which are more efficient than internal combustion engines, and reduce the use of oil-based fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. That said, Porter writes, biodiesel fuel is an excellent way to recycle used cooking oils. That's a good conservation principle. However, growing soybeans or corn to be specifically used for transportation fuel is not, because of the energy imbalance in that process today that Porter just described it there. And then Porter closes by saying, as usual, Bush is full of blank shears. That's the last word on the biodiesel thing. Yeah, I didn't know that. See, you learn something every day on this program, don't you, Kathy? Not by virtue of me, but by virtue of our listeners. Thanks. I've got to drop this in. It is totally disconnected to the program. But somebody sent me this. You can see this. You got to go to thehoustonchronicle.com. It's CHRON.com. CHRON.com. Just go there and get to today's issue. Get and look for this. Look under the heading, Bloody Chainsaw Didn't Keep Man Out of U.S. And the reason I want you to go to the website is to see this guy's picture. Here's what it says. On April 25th, Gregory Dupre arrived at the U.S.-Canadian border crossing at Calais, Maine, carrying a homemade sword, a hatchet, a knife, brass knuckles, and a chainsaw stained with what appeared to be blood. U.S. Customs agents confiscated the weapons and fingerprinted Dupre. Then they led him into the United States. The following day, a gruesome scene was discovered in Dupre's hometown of Minto, New Brunswick. The decapitated body of a 74-year-old country musician named Frederick Fulton was found on Fulton's kitchen floor. The man's head was in a pillowcase under a kitchen table. His common-law wife was discovered stabbed to death in a bedroom. Dupre, 22, immediately became a suspect because of a history of violence between him and his neighbors. And he was arrested April 27th after police in Massachusetts saw him wandering down the highway in a sweatshirt with red and brown stains. He is now in jail in Massachusetts on murder charges, awaiting an extradition hearing next month. At a time when the United States is tightening its borders, how could a man toting what appeared to be a bloody chainsaw be allowed into the country? Bill Anthony, a spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said that Canada-born Dupre could not be detained because he's a naturalized U.S. citizen and was not wanted on any criminal charges on the day in question. Mr. Anthony said Dupre was questioned for 2 hours before he was released. Can you imagine the mental capacities of the people who questioned this guy? Huh? He just committed a heinous murder. Look at his picture. Are you there? Look at this guy. Huh? And his interrogators didn't see anything unusual. During the questioning, Customs agents employed, quote, every conceivable method, end quote, to check for warrants or see if Dupre had broken any laws in trying to reenter the country. Mr. Anthony, the spokesman for the Customs Bureau, said nobody asked us to detain him. Being bizarre is not a reason to keep somebody out of this country or lock them up. We are governed by laws and regulations, and he did not violate any regulations. Anthony conceded it, quote, sounds stupid, end quote, that a man wielding what appeared to be a bloody chainsaw could not be detained. But, he added, well, our people didn't have a crime lab up there. They can't look at a chainsaw and decide if it's blood or rust or red paint. Now, if the guy, Gregory Dupre, would have had a couple of joints in his pocket, or maybe, you know, 7-8 grams of reefer stashed in his shoe, he could have been locked up forever! But a bloody chainsaw, a sword, a hatchet, a knife, brass knuckles, and the look of a demented Martian? Oh, well, come on in. How are you? Welcome to America. You got any information?
If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we zipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street and man, it was death. And everything seemed all right when we left, but when I got home and...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
About 10 before the hour, I got an email from Rick in Nashville who went to the Houston Chronicle website and took a look at Gregory Dupre. And Rick writes, Mike, didn't that guy sing for Flock of Seagulls? And I ran all 9 days. Oh, Jesus, Flock of Seagulls. That's funny, Rick. That's funny. All right, back to the calls. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place here. Mike is calling from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
13-year-old caller again. What I was wondering is...
God, you sound older than 13, but I believe you. that's right. You're the guy that turned 13 and just couldn't wait to call in.
Yeah.
Well, bless your heart.
What I was wondering is... It's no surprise that the mainstream media isn't covering the Dying Street memo, but where are the Democrats? Where are they? We only have Senator Kennedy today.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Politically Direct on Air America this Sunday. Howard Dean was there. They asked him about it, and he didn't seem that excited. He was just saying, oh, that's something to look into. And that, come on, this we've proven he's a liar. He's
right.
He killed these kids. Why aren't we screaming impeachment? I just don't get it.
I don't either, except, I said a few months back that when fascism starts to embed itself in a country, if it's done right, it's done in a way that makes people welcome it. Now, there's several ways to do that. First of all, you start with an industrial country like Italy or Spain or Japan or Germany and the United States, where there's a fear of the other, whether the other is immigrant or a religion or color. And, you know, you reinforce those fears and add to those fears the fear of an outsider coming in, like the Poles or the Manchurians or the... the Basques or whoever, and you build on that. You build on the internal and the external threat, the internal and the external fear. But at the same time, you don't do anything radical.
Yeah.
You don't bring armies into the street and overthrow the government and install fascism. You do it, if you're smart, you do it through the courts. You do it through the legislative branch. If one exists, but you do it in a way that there's no blood in the streets. There are no tanks rumbling up to the palace. It's all done so that the population doesn't flutter in panic like a flock of seagulls and go crazy. You just do it gently and subtly, and all of a sudden, people are saying, well, this isn't so bad, I guess. You know, we're safe, we're secure. You know, my sister-in-law is still teaching, and my dad still gets his pension check. It's not so bad.
You know, it's like when Bush says there that he's got to catapult the propaganda. It's exactly, he's just saying what.
But that doesn't mean anything. That means something to you. That means something to me. It means something to people who listen to this program. But to the average American,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mike, go, you know, you live, where do you live in Illinois?
A little bit north of Chicago.
Okay, someday just go down to the Loop, go down on Michigan Avenue and stand there. And take a survey and just stop people randomly. Go on a Saturday. You know how crowded it is downtown Chicago on a Saturday. Go on a Saturday and stop people and say, did you know that Bush said you have to catapult the propaganda? And they'll look at you like, oh, my God, this kid must have escaped from a mental institution.
Yeah, but it's exactly what's happening. He's just lying over and over and over again, and everyone's believing it.
Absolutely.
Even if no one's going to kill you, if someone tells you that someone's going to kill you, you're going to start to be worried. And that's what he's saying, that we're going to be attacked. We're going to be attacked, and people are thinking, ooh, we're going to be attacked. And that's exactly what I was taking over.
Isn't this insane, Mike?
It is. People tell me, oh, you're crazy. Why are you worrying about it? But, you know, you just look every day. There's more and more.
These people are fear-mongering geniuses, and this is out of the Fascism Handbook. This is how it's done. I feel bad for people your age. You know, I've got family members who are your age. I don't know what y'all are gonna do.
Yeah, George Voinovich cries because he doesn't want Bolton because he has grandchildren. Well, why don't you vote him down, George, if you're worried about us?
Yeah, no kidding. Did you notice today there was an alert put out on milk? Did you see any of that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, some sort of alert about milk. Funny how that came out right after the Downing Street memo thing leaked out of the British press. You know, some kind of a notice to down milk. And I didn't, you know, I pay zero attention to any warnings anymore. Bird flu, something's wrong with the milk, the Russians are coming. You know, to me, it's just all hog snot, and I can't. It's a diversionary tactic by this crime family, which is sad for me, because when a real warning does manifest, I'm going to ignore that too. It's sort of like that fable of the boy who cried wolf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you called in. I'm sorry you're only 13. On the one hand, on the other, good for you. You got a lot of time to lead the revolution, if that's what you decide to do. But anyway, it's always good to hear from you, Mike. Thanks a lot, pal.
All right.
All right, take care. We'll be back. We have a break here. And back to your phone calls. And don't forget, let me just say this before we check out. The first hour of tomorrow night's program may be a best of Malloy program, depending on how fast I drive. I'm presenting an image award to a local filmmaker in Atlanta tomorrow, so might be a little bit late. But I get a chance to meet Spike Lee, so I'm going. I don't give a damn about this program. I get to meet Spike. You know, I don't meet any famous people, man. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, so I might get a chance to meet Spike Lee. Oh,
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is pledging more U.S. aid for sub-Saharan Africa. Terry Moore reports.
After a White House summit with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, President Bush said the U.S. will allocate an additional $674 million for the troubled African continent. That's on top of the roughly $1.5 billion that the U.S. has already committed this year. Bush defended U.S. aid to Africa, saying it has tripled during his administration. Prime Minister Blair has been pushing President Bush on an aggressive agenda of aid to Africa. I'm Terry Moore at the White House.
And the President and Prime Minister Blair are standing side by side on efforts in post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. After meeting Tuesday at the White House, the two leaders said troops of their country will remain in the Gulf state until Iraq is in a position to provide its own security.
When men and women are free to choose their own governments, to speak their minds, and to pursue a good life for their families, they build a strong, prosperous, and just society. This is the vision chosen by Iraqis in elections in January.
At least 18 people have been killed in a series of car bombings in northern Iraq. The attacks took place in the town of Hawija, in an area well known for terrorist activity. Meantime, the U.S. military has launched its latest offensive to crush the insurgency. Owen Fay has that story.
Three of the four attacks were carried out by suicide bombers in what Iraqi security forces describe as a well-coordinated assault. It's believed army checkpoints were the intended targets, making these attacks consistent with what's seen now as a clear shift in tactics by the insurgency away from U.S. and coalition forces. The attacks come as the U.S. military, aided by Iraqi forces, launched its latest offensive against suspected insurgent strongholds in the town of Tal Afar, near the Syrian border. As many as 4,000 American troops have been moved into the region, along with several hundred Iraqi forces. Owen Fay reporting.
At least 25,000 manufacturing jobs will be slashed by General Motors as it fights high costs and dwindling market share. The automaker expects to close more assembly and component plants in the U.S. during the next few years. This is part of the effort to meet fierce competition from Asia. Summer safety is on the minds of many in Massachusetts following four drownings over 4 days. Consumer advocate and attorney Jim Schwartz says people who own pools need to make sure that children are safe around the water.
Pools must have fences with locked gates. Remember to cover your pool. Pool alarms are also advisable so that if a child falls into the pool, there's an alert issued.
Schwartz is also issuing a warning about mini motorcycles and motorbikes that are popular with children and young adults. He says they're dangerous because they go fast and they are not always visible to cars and trucks. He adds that anyone on a bike should always wear a helmet. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
When Howard Dean was elected DNC chair, he turned to one host for his first Air America interview. When Henry Hyde finally admitted he might have been wrong to lead the impeachment of Bill Clinton, one Air America host got the first public comment from Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. When Whoopi Goldberg wanted to do a long-format interview about politics and Hollywood in Bush's America, she sat down with one Air America host. That host is David Bender. Tune in Sundays for the best Sunday political show anywhere. Politically Direct with David Bender.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Here is Senator Ted Kennedy's statement this morning. Where's John Kerry's statement? Anybody seen that? I haven't seen it. Have you seen it, Kathy? All right, here's Ted Kennedy. The contents of the Downing Street minutes confirm that the Bush administration was determined to go to war in Iraq regardless of whether there was any credible justification for doing so. The administration distorted and misrepresented the intelligence in its attempt to link Saddam Hussein with the terrorists of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden, and with weapons of mass destruction that Iraq did not have. In addition, the Downing Street minutes also confirm what has long been obvious, that the timing of the war was linked to the 2002 congressional elections, and that the administration's planning for post-war Iraq was incompetent in all its aspects. The current continuing crisis is a direct result of that incompetence. Many of you have worked hard for the American people, the media, and those in government to speak out about the Downing Street minutes and the Iraq War. You can join me in speaking out as well. President Bush constantly talks about the progress that is being made in Iraq against the insurgency, but he's looking for good news with a microscope. All anyone can see is mission misaccomplished and the continuing losses of American lives, the deaths of thousands of innocent Iraqis, the torture scandal, and the ominous decline in our nation's moral authority in the world community. We know the administration had been planning to invade Iraq for many months before the invasion actually began. We know the administration twisted the intelligence to make the facts fit their plan. We know that the administration never really intended to give the UN weapons inspectors a reasonable chance to succeed. The Downing Street minutes demonstrate that the administration knew their case for war was paper thin, and that in order to go into war with the support of our allies, we had to demonstrate some willingness to go along with the UN inspection process. But the administration continued to misuse its intelligence, distort the facts, and pay only lip service to the UN's role in disarming Iraq. We should never have gone to war for ideological reasons driven by politics and based on manipulated intelligence. The Downing Street minutes provide even more proof that this is exactly what happened in Iraq. The administration's dishonesty, lack of candor, and lack of planning have brought us to where we are today, with American soldiers dying, Iraqi civilians living in constant fear, and with no clearer picture of our strategy for victory in Iraq than when we started. End quote. Ted Kennedy. Is this then not an impeachable offense? I wish somebody could explain to me why it's not. Well, that's a stupid statement on my part. Excuse me. Of course it is. But there's no one in the United States House of Representatives who will initiate or conduct an impeachment hearing. So here we are. Let's do some phone calls, all right? Okay, let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Edie, who's calling in from Atlanta. Edie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I know about dental surgery.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting so used to it now, it really doesn't matter anymore. I mean, yeah, that's the last one for this year, I think.
Bless your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I did you happen to see the news hour today? Gwen Ifill interviewed Georgie's Irish-English setter.
No, I did not see any newscast today.
It was charming.
I'll bet it was.
Uh-huh. She even brought up the quote, Downing Street memo, and she almost apologized for doing so. But she did, and he just sat there and twisted everything up. I mean, he's been at the knee with somewhere with Karl Rove.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's really what I wanted to say. I appreciate you taking my call. I can hardly speak, which is probably lucky for your listeners, because I've got laryngitis.
Well, I hear you, Edie. I'm glad you called in, and I noticed, didn't you send me an email to the effect of the Blair Bush thing, the Blair thing on NewsHour?
I don't.
Okay, somebody sent
one though lately. I do it all the time.
Yeah, somebody sent me an email about that, and I thought when I get home I'll just click on it and watch the video. But I understand.
I don't think that's mine.
I understand it was pretty grim. Thanks, Edie.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Hope you get well. Lowell is calling from Tampa, Florida. Hey, Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Boy, that's where Bush and Blair, unbelievable people. I don't think you're going to be surprised by something. Here's the spin. Ah, God. And it's amazing that the Democrats in Congress haven't spoken out as much as they have. Thank God we've got Ted Kennedy, who actually have the cojones to speak up and say what's on a lot of us who actually have the ability to think what's in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. And one other thing, I got to commend the 13-year-old that called in that last break, Mike.
Yes.
It's amazing that someone his age is more aware of what's going on in the world around him in his own country than anyone half his age, or correction, two or three times his age.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, remember I called last time, it was like last month or so, about the gay log cabin Republicans,
right?
Yeah. Well, friend of the day, he was gushing about the aid to Africa, and I was going, yeah, right. So he does his one good thing, and this excuses him for all the bad stuff he's done in between. And he says, well, what bad things? I said, and I said, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a war, a legal war going on around here. He says, what's so legal about it? and I said, haven't you been listening to anything that we've been saying for the last year or so? He says, not really. And I said, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem with you people. You don't listen. And it just kind of deteriorated from there, and I just had to excuse myself. And I said, oh, God, he doesn't get it.
Why, let me ask you, why do you keep making the effort?
Well, maybe I'm like Luke Skywalker trying to reach Darth Vader's good side. I don't know. And speaking of which, he was also complaining about the so-called, quote-unquote, leftist propaganda in the latest Star Wars flick.
Leftist propaganda in the... Yeah.
Yeah, he's more concerned about that than the bad stuff his president is doing not only to the people in Iraq, but to us as well.
Yeah.
And he's more concerned about leftist propaganda in the Star Wars flick. And I asked him, what do you think?
Listen, Lowell, we live in hell. Do you understand that? This is hell. This is where we live. George Bush has turned your country, my country, into hell. It's not the deepest rings of hell. We're not on fire. We're not freezing to death. We're not being eaten by snakes, scorpions, and spiders. But we are in hell. We're in one of the top levels, the top rings of hell. And that's where we all reside now. It has to be that, doesn't it?
Yeah, true. But it's just amazing to me that there's a majority out there that refuse to leave the brain freeze behind and actually think for a change.
Yeah, but we've talked about this a million times, and I'm sure you agree, Lowell. You also have to hold the media responsible and culpable for public ignorance. You have to.
We have a media?
Yeah, well, right. It's Michael Jackson or Paris Hilton or American Idol. You know, who cares about Bush's plans for world domination? That's boring.
Yeah, I know. I have people glued to the radio trying to find out, hey, when are they going to announce the Michael Jackson verdict? And I'm going, who gives a darn?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Lowell, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, take care. You know, maybe fascism is is comfortable. As long as you're not one of the targeted populations. You know, the targeted populations in the United States of America 2005 are gays and liberals. I hit the second group, and I'm in the target. Oh, well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Did you see this on ABC tonight? I did watch a bit of ABC News tonight about the phone company thing. It's about a company called United American Technology. It's an Oklahoma-based long-distance carrier. And it describes itself as a Christian conservative company. Big C, little c. What begins with C? Christian conservative company. CCC. And it's this company is looking for what it calls like-minded customers by going after other telephone companies by focusing on their sinful behavior. Yeah, they do telemarketing. They call people up and they say things like, did you know that Sprint supports queers and they're pro-abortion? And a comedian, a guy named Merman, what's his first name? Eugene Merman. He got a call and he recorded it. And the United American Technology telemarketer said, you know, Merman got the call, and it says, if you oppose same-sex marriages, press 1. So Merman pressed it, and this voice comes on. Okay, Eugene, did you press 1 to oppose same-sex marriages? Oh, I pressed it, yes. Okay, that's great to hear. Now, are you against same-sex marriages? Well, I want to destroy it, yes. Okay, that's great to hear. And Eugene, with the fist of God, we will smash them. Exactly. Mr. Merman, our organization is dedicated to people such as yourself who want to stop same-sex marriages and to quit doing business with companies that promote and profit from the homosexual lifestyle. Some companies profit from homosexuality? That's correct. And by selling sex favors? No, such as AT&T. What they do... AT&T sells sex favors? No. What it is, they own the Hot Network, which is a hardcore pornography channel. They also give millions of dollars to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Group. And it goes on. This is funny stuff. Merman, the comedian, says, after a while, he says, okay, so what about the others? What does Verizon do? Okay, Verizon, what they do is they train their employees to accept a gay and lesbian lifestyle. They try to turn their employees gay? No. They train their employees to accept it. And then the solicitor says, our company, Mr. Merman, United American Technologies, is the only carrier that's taking an active stand against same-sex marriages and hardcore child pornography. I think all child pornography is hardcore. It's all wrong. AT&T sponsors child pornography? No, that's MCI. MCI sponsors hardcore child pornography? Yes, they have a pedophile website for men who love boys. It's a Montreal-based website. Oh, my God. Our Canadian pervert neighbors. Uh-huh. So MCI basically has a child pornography ring? That's correct. So what you're saying, basically, God hates AT&T, MCI, and Verizon. Yes. And Mr. Merman, do you make a lot of long-distance calls or just a few every month? Jesus, God. It's come to that, you see? It's come to that! We sell the long-distance service that Jesus would have used. What would Jesus dial? He would dial our company. What would Jesus brush his teeth with? You know Colgate Palmolive toothpaste? A lot of queers buy it. You don't want same-sex queers using the same toothbrush. Well, then use Jesus Smile. Jesus Smile is made by God-fearing Christians out here in Oklahoma. We love Jesus Smile. What kind of car would Jesus drive? Well, not a General Motors car. Oh, my God, General Motors has a diversity training. They love homosexuals. They are promoting the homosexual agenda. Did you know that General Motors probably has homosexuals working there? So drive our car. We have a little company out here in Oklahoma. We only make 6 cars a year, but drive our car because you won't find a single homosexual trying to build a car for you. Do you like bacon? You know Hormel Bacon Company, they have queers who work for them, and they support diversity training. Get our bacon. We have a little hog company out here in Oklahoma, and we make bacon, and not a single queer works here, and we don't support same-sex, whatever it's called, we don't support it. See, and I have a hard time differentiating anymore. It's too tiresome, you know, to keep differentiating between Christians and Christians, you know. And I'm getting to the point where I just want the whole damn religion to disappear. That's terrible. I was brought up a Christian, you know, and until I woke up. Now, if you're a follower of Christ, I'm sorry. Deal with it however you want to deal with it. But you know what I'm talking about, right? I just wish it would all go away. There's two religions out there right now that I just wish would go away. Islam and Christianity. I'm sorry. I just wish y'all would go away. Just please. You know, can you go do your thing on some other planet? Okay? You know, the Jews stopped all this stuff 5,000 years. Okay, except where it concerns Palestine. But, you know, they're not... Well, it's not the Jews. Those are Israelis. Oh, God. Don't get into that. You know how that... You know, people go crazy when you say that. You know, you can't say that. But, you know, the Christians and the Muslims, I just wish they would go disappear.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
For the best in hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, see why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Learn how hospitals charge uninsured people four times as much as HMOs for the same services. Plus, catch an interview with the celebrated 28-year-old author Jonathan Safran Foer. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition when we bow down to the power of Craigslist. You can find pretty much everything on Craigslist. An apartment, a used car, a hot date, responsible journalism. That's right. Craigslist is now doing the mainstream media's job for them, and founder Craig Newmark will tell us how. And we'll get a report from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Message here from England. Hi, Mike. Tried to call, gave up. Busy. Let me tell you something from the heart. You're a gutsy guy. My respects. And that goes for everyone broadcasting on the Air America Network. Brave, courageous people. About Bush, his poodle, and the memo, unlike in the States, this was widely publicized here. It didn't raise one eyebrow. Not one. You know why? Because everybody just said, hey, so what? Did we expect anything else? Would you expect Blair to tell the truth? You must be kidding. Yep. Sad, isn't it? Hey, why not put in 5 minutes of good news every day? Come on, America is such a great country. There's got to be something positive happening. Give us some hope. We need it. Bless you, Mike. Truly, Max. Well, I don't know. Should we do a good minute a good news segment every day, Kathy? Huh? We could. That's what the phone company story was. That's good news. You know, that's what the Jesus candle story was. The Jesus incense candle story a couple of weeks ago. Burn your Jesus candle while using your Jesus phone company. I don't know. I had no idea MCI was into kiddie porn. Does Gonzalez know about that? It reminds me of those bracelets. Remember those bracelets? WWJD, what would Jesus dial? Max, I don't know what to tell you. I look to the British press for some happy stuff. I know there's happy stuff going on here somewhere. I'll tell you some happy stuff. I have a 10-month-old little girl named Molly, and Monday, was it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. We took her to our little neighborhood pool, swimming pool. We have a little pool in the neighborhood. And she got in the water for the first time, other than, taking a bath. And we bought one of those little things. You go to Walgreens, you go to a drugstore, and you buy one of those little floaty things. It looks like a inner tube kind of thing, and it's got a... It's got a saddle in it that the kid sits in, and their legs go into the water, and then there's balancers on all four sides, so the thing can't tip over. But even so, you stay right with the kid. So we put Molly in that thing, and very gently eased her into the water, because it was colder than hell. It's not been real nice weather here in Atlanta lately. And she just went crazy. She just kicked and giggled and yelled and hooted and hollered and threw the ball and just... That was fun. That's the best I can do, Max. But you know, when you come to think about it, that's there's no story I could come up with that's better than that. Yeah, she had a great afternoon nap afterwards, too, by the way. Because Molly's at that age range. She's 8 months old, and she refuses to crawl. I'm sorry, she's 10 months old. She refuses to crawl. She scoots. She's worked this thing out where she sits up, and her right leg will go out. Her left leg is kind of folded, and she pulls with her right leg. She scoots. She gets clear across the floor in about 13 seconds, and that's because we never let her sleep on her tummy. We always had her sleep on her back. This is what the pediatrician tells us. Now, they told us not to put her on her on her tummy anymore because that causes SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So when my other kids, who are now adults, when they were little, that we were told don't ever put them on their back because if they throw up, they'll choke to death. So we always put them on their stomachs. You see how that works? So with Molly, and with any kid, I would imagine it's true with all kids, if they never lay on their stomachs, they don't develop that ability to crawl. Pediatrician said, well, give her tummy time. Right. Well, we didn't. So Molly scoots. It is something to see. It's just amazing. We thought about giving her a little sign that says, we'll work for food, and putting her out on the street, the entrance to the where do we live in? Subdivision, you know. Well, kind of a subdivision. Not really, but, you know. Because she scoots, and it's the funniest damn thing. So there you go, Max. All right? Okay. Back to the phone calls here. Chris is calling from Texas. Chris, thank you for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, Mike.
Absolutely.
My original call, what I have in mind was to talk some more about biomass, but the number one biomass product was what I originally called to talk about, and that's cannabis hemp. But I have just been troubled all day about this whistleblower.
Oh, the one that got the hell beaten out of him?
I mean, can you believe this?
Well, I heard something tonight. I walked through the kitchen, and Kathy had CBS News on, and Bob Schieffer said that there's some report now from the police that are investigating this thing that maybe this guy is not exactly telling his wife the truth, and it turns out that the bar was a topless bar. You know, I don't know.
Well, I saw it on the television, and it just enraged me if it is true. I haven't been the same all day. I've just been going around in circles saying, you know, has anybody heard about this? You know,
oh, I hear you.
Everybody's ignorant of it, of course. But like I say, my original thing to call about on the no one's brought up the fact that cannabis hemp is the Earth's number one biomass resource. We can actually get so much fuel oil and sulfur-free coal to burn in our power plants and get rid of nuclear power. It's unbelievable. And not to mention that a single acre of this miraculous plant will produce as much oxygen as 4 acres of trees.
But if you smoke an acre of hemp, you might get a little buzz on it.
Well, I'm talking about the kind you can't even smoke, the kind that the government re-legalized during World War II, just as a fiber crop.
But it's illegal now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's because it is remotely related to cannabis, what, sativa?
Well, yeah, it's all the same plant. It's all the same plant.
Okay.
There's various forms of it throughout the world, and it just so happens that the worst kind natively grows around here. China, all the...
Can you imagine where that technology would be had we not had crazy people who decided that cannabis was something that was demon weed? Can you imagine where the hemp industry would be right now?
Well, absolutely. Well, Henry Ford made automobiles out of it. He actually produced automobiles made almost entirely of hemp. You can make a form of plastic out of it. It's incredible. Fuel oils, fibers, the most unbelievably strong, durable fibers known to mankind.
Wasn't that in a Cheech and Chong movie?
Cheech and Chong. You know, the humor, unfortunately, takes away from the seriousness of the
subject. I know.
This is real serious stuff.
I know it is. But hemp seed, hemp oil. Somebody emailed me about hemp oil as a fuel, industrial fuel. Hemp itself is like God's gift, or nature's gift, excuse me, to people have the sense to develop and use it. But because it is related to the plants that will make you high, no, it's just not going to happen. We live in America 2005, and in addition, the oil companies, you know, they just don't want to hear about that.
You're exactly right. They don't want to hear about it, but we've got to make them hear about it.
And, well, I agree.
It's up to us Americans as citizens to speak up for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing it a lot more. I always have. People just laugh at me and turn aside. But once they start educating themselves and reading and realizing that instead of boring holes and raping Mother Nature, that you produce a plant that God made, to say it's illegal is like saying God made a mistake. And I don't think there's any Christians or Muslims out there that want to say God made a mistake.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Hey, listen, that's good. Chris, thanks for checking in, pal.
Mike, thanks for breathing some sanity down here in hell.
Okay, I appreciate your call. I used to have a friend, well, not a friend, an acquaintance. He probably wouldn't remember me. This goes back 30 years. His name was Gatewood Galbraith. He was from Kentucky. And his family was fairly prominent, I guess. And he came up with something 30 years ago called the Kentucky Marijuana Feasibility Study. And it was legit. And it was a study to show how poverty in the state of Kentucky could be eliminated with one planting season and harvesting of hemp and marijuana. And I think if over the years, I think every once in a while I hear something about Gatewood Galbraith, that he ran for the Kentucky legislature, or there was a political organization or even political party put together based on the Kentucky Marijuana Feasibility Study. But the point that Galbraith was trying to make was it would eliminate poverty out of Kentucky totally, completely, bang, gone. All those little truck farms and tobacco farms that were, you know, spreading death and disease, and where people are going bankrupt because, you know, who wants to buy beets and tomatoes at a roadside stand anymore? All gone. All the poverty out of Kentucky. Oh, well. Will is calling from Brooklyn. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, truth teller.
Hey, Will.
First off, a follow-up on Chris of the boring of the Earth. Scientists have discovered that it actually destabilizes the planet and will lead to more earthquakes, us pulling out oil and gas. But my main point was back to the Bush's policy of wanting to take Saddam out to F Saddam.
Can you hold it right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll come right back to you. Let me do this break. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Some call it the time.
I could have passed the background check on the standards applied on the most stringent conditions when my dad was president of the United States, a 15-year period.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Your host for a Preance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Look at the state of the world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the world's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil's making my blood boil. Because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See the so-called media. Sway, don't believe.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew who put the program together tonight in New York. Colin Tipton, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, Jim in Arkansas, and our executive producer here in Atlanta, Catherine Day. And once again, just a program note, first hour of tonight's, tomorrow night's, tonight, Wednesday's program may be a best of, the first hour, depending on how quickly I get here from this film and video award presentation where I'm one of the presenters. So I'll be here. Back to Will, who is called in for from Brooklyn. Will, thanks for holding. Where were we?
No problem. Back to Bush's plan to premeditatively take out Saddam.
Yes.
If you would play one of those sound clips of the responses to the Downing Street memo where you had prefaced it with the psyops, where he was going to put up a united front, Bush was saying how war was the last option. I'm almost positive that he said to take out, and then he corrected himself. There was a little Freudian slip there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. And don't forget what the Time Magazine article said, and also somebody sent me an email in Woodward's book, Bush at War, where they talked about this almost immediately after they got into office in 2001. So this filthy, degenerate, murderous lies that no decision had been made. I mean, why bother even talking about it? Maybe it's effective.
Well, because he just said it right now, literally. I'm sure if you play back the clip, you might even be able to hear it.
Well, it could be. We'll play it at some point. We don't have it handy now. You mean one of the clips we played tonight?
Yeah, you mentioned that there was some psyops. It was a response to the Downing Street. Bush was saying how it was the last option to go to war with Saddam and how they tried to put on a united front. And he said to take out, and then he corrected himself and said, I think, to put on a united front or something else. It was right in that.
Well, I'm sure it's there. Just do you have it, Kathy? Do you know? All right, well, hold on a second. Let's see if Kathy can find it here.
Thanks.
And did you want to hear it again specifically, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here you go. No? All right, we're getting to it. Now, why did you want to hear it? You want other people to hear it, or you just wanted to hear it again?
I just wanted other people to hear it as well. And
okay.
I just wanted to confirm that I heard it. And great news about Mali and the water, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Here you go. Listen.
We worked hard to see if we could figure out how to do this peacefully. Put a united front up to Saddam Hussein.
Okay, that's good enough. Yeah, you're right.
You heard that?
Yeah, we heard it.
Oh, boy.
wait a second. Cue it up again, Kathy. Can you cue it up again? Okay, play it again. Go ahead. No, you can't play it again? You can play it again? Okay. Kathy makes these weird hand signals at me through the mirror and through the glass. I don't know what the hell she's saying. You ready? Okay, here it comes.
We worked hard to see if we could figure out how to do this peacefully. Put a united front up to Saddam Hussein.
All right. Well, you're absolutely right, Will. Take out Udgie and put a united front on. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, I hate these people.
Yeah.
I just hate them. All right. Thanks, Will.
Carry on, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. I missed that. Did you miss that when you typed it up? Yeah, I wasn't sure what he said either. Huh. Thanks, Will. Roy is calling from New York. Roy, we don't have too much
time. Yeah, let me just turn off the fan mic. I'm living in one of the rings of hell right here. anyway, I just want to tell you, your daughter is absolutely adorable. I saw her at the bar. That didn't come out right. But at the Raven, and they make the best Bloody Marys.
Don't they?
But you look haunted that night. You look weird. I mean, I haven't met you before, but you did something.
Well, I'll tell you why I look haunted and weird. I damn near died in an airplane crash about 24 hours before that. Yeah, I looked weird.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah. Anyway, what I was going to get about is it me or... during the when they said Deep Throat, I thought it was like Jeff Gannon and all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But seriously, I thought maybe he would have, you know, it was something. But it turned out it was, felt, and it was about the past and how right. The press was, congratulating themselves. And the irony is, this Dowling report is going on right now. It's like we're living in an alternate universe. It's just so crazy.
Yeah. Well, somebody mentioned tonight. Where's our Deep Throat for here? And the response to that is they're already out there. They're bringing information out. It's just that the media in this country, which is now totally corporate-owned, totally whored, they're not going to report anything. Why should they? They don't have to.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, they're paid not to.
That's right. Well, what you were talking about earlier, you were talking about Bush's obsession with corn and the fuel and all that. And I started thinking, this is like, an alternate universe. So I think of the Twilight Zone, naturally. And do you remember that episode years ago, It's a Good Life by Jerome Bixby? And Bill Mumy was in it, and Cloris Leachman, and it was this little kid that controlled the town, and they had to agree with everything he said.
Oh, he had the cornfield?
Oh, he'd send him to a cornfield.
He'd send him to the cornfield. Yeah, that's from a science fiction short story. I forget who wrote it.
Right, it's a fabulous story, and
right.
It kind of applies, and people just say, they had to agree with everything he said.
Yeah.
He controlled the TV.
Right.
And if he didn't like you, he'd send you to the cornfield.
And the place that they all lived, this little town they lived, it was just hanging in space.
Right, right. It was safe, and they were all, it was isolated.
Oh, it was horrible.
And
horrible.
It was in Ohio, by the way.
That's one of the scariest short stories I ever read in my life. And then, I saw it on Twilight Zone or One Step Beyond
or
whatever.
Not the remake. The original with
yes.
Bill Mumy could just freeze your blood.
Oh, my God. It was the scariest thing I ever
right.
read.
Happy
and then,
thoughts,
and then
remember?
Seen.
Only happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. Thanks, Roy.
Sure, anytime.
You have a nice evening. Take care. God, what was the name of that? It was the scariest story. And it's a short. It's not even a novella. It's just a short story. Hey, thanks for participating tonight in the Malloy program. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Maybe an hour late, but I'll see you. Okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix.